This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Sedona, Arizona. A federal indictment handed down against a U.S. congressman from New York. We'll tell you about that during this show. Plus, we're going to dive into the mailbag, plus the conversation about kids and finance. Wouldn't it be great if they started early? And we continue a conversation with Campbell McLaren about Combate Americas. It's really cool what it combines, mixed martial arts, UFC, that kind of thing. I could have used some training in mixed martial arts and UFC, I think, for what I did today. I feel like I need to tell you a little bit more about climbing Bell Rock. I'm in Sedona, as you know, and I've mentioned that now a few different times. My friends have gathered together to celebrate my pre-release of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. In fact, if you're listening right now, and you are across America, I hope, go to go to KateDelaneySpeaker.com, KateDelaneySpeaker.com, and you can pre-order my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, and you'll get a copy of my other book, my tip book, and I'll send both of them to you for the cost of one, basically. But anyway, we're celebrating the release of this year-long effort in Deal Your Own Destiny, published by Forbes. So excited about it. So we climbed Bell Rock today. Bell Rock is one of Sedona's most known vortex meditation sites, they call it. They call it an upflow area, or they call it electric or masculine. They say it's best for serenity and solving problems from a higher perspective, because you're climbing, right? For decades, people from around the world have used Bell Rock for reflection and inspiration. How about that? You know what they tell you? It's not necessary to go to the top of Bell Rock. Bell Rock has many levels. I went up way too many levels today, although I think I probably lost 20 pounds somehow in climbing up and down. It was incredible. It was an incredible feeling to look around and to see just how beautiful this area is and these amazing red rocks. And I said this in another hour, but if you missed it, you know, I grew up in the Northeast in a big city, but a historic city outside of Philadelphia. And I've had the pleasure to live in the South, and I love my friends from the South, and I love the South. Just coming back from NOLA, how much the people there mean so much to me, in Charleston and Mississippi. You are the heart and soul. And then in the Midwest, Missouri and Illinois, I'm going up to Chicago. And, I mean, really, we have a great country. And this is why I do America Tonight. Because I say, whether you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, for goodness sake, can't we have the conversation? And I've been having that conversation, believe it or not, for a decade here on America Tonight. So thank you for supporting the show. If you have any thoughts, you can always send them to me at KateDelaneyRadio.com. So let's talk about the congressman. Congressman Chris Collins arrested Wednesday morning. A federal grand jury indicted him on insider trading charges as well as lying to federal agents. He and his co-defendants surrendered on Wednesday morning in Manhattan. They were arraigned in a Manhattan federal court, and the charges stem from, you know, some really crazy stuff. The indictment charges that Collins and his son and Stephen Zakarski, the father of Cameron, his son, Collins' son, fiance, they're charging them with wire fraud, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, and seven counts of securities fraud. So insider trading, and it was a company, an Australian biotech company, which they were associated with. He got information. The son had information. Then the son took the information, allegedly sold $1.78 million Innate is the name of the company, Innate shares, shortly before the bad news was made public in June of 2017. And of course the share prices plummeted, so they made money and they avoided losses of $768,000 plus, and that's what the SEC filed on them. And by the way, the company is known as as there was an experimental drug they were working on, this compound called MIS-416. It was a treatment for second stage multiple sclerosis, and the clinical trials were to determine if the compound was safe and effective, and it started in 2014. So what they found was that obviously what happened with the trials and the trials and whether or not they were going to work, so that I guess the trials had determined the compound that they used in the stuff lacked therapeutic effectiveness. So boom, they found out that information, and then the rest is history. Allegedly, they avoided those losses. So there you have it. Big, big bombshell news, though, certainly on the day. So what else is cooking includes the fact that, since we're on medicine for a second, there was a story that I read today about CVS is going to offer nationwide telemedicine service. So what does that mean? Think about when you like have a sore throat, something's going on, you don't know what it is, you need advice. I kind of love this idea. I don't know how it'll work, but diagnosis, right? So they're going to offer a way to for the easy to diagnose maladies and other medical issues through a smartphone app, and conditions like colds, flu, skin issues, general kind of wellness, nothing in depth. I love it. It's going to cost, I guess, $59 and can be paid by credit card or debit card, and it's going to be on smartphones. So think about it. They're close to apparently acquiring health insurance from Aetna, so that would cover that, and it definitely reflects more of an expansion of those CVS Minute Clinic things that they do, and it could work well. I could see that there could be some catches with it, and the idea would be diagnosing the really simple stuff. If it got more complicated, I mean, you would have to see a doctor. There's no, you know, there's no question about that. You know, absolutely none. All right, tariffs and the Prez. This has been a big bone of contention for several companies. South Carolina, a South Carolina company just was there, blames the president's tariffs for possible plant closure and layoffs. So the Element Electronics plant in Winnsboro, one of the biggest employers in Fairfield County, is saying unless its parts are removed from the tariffs list, it will be forced to close down and lay off 126 people. The president has, of course, beefed up his war with China over trade, as we all know, threatening to more than double tariffs on the $200 billion of Chinese goods, which would be, let me do my math, a 25% tariff on $16 billion in Chinese imports, which is set to go up and kick into effect later this month. So, yes, there are companies being affected by these tariffs. And it's a great question. Thumbs up or thumbs down with what the president is doing? I think it's kind of split in this audience based on some of the emails that I've gotten. And, in fact, coming up next, we will dive into the mailbag. And then coming up on the show, and I mentioned this, we're going to talk about kids and finance with somebody from PricewaterhouseCoopers, and really, how vital is that? I think about, in this conversation with Shannon Schuyler, thinking about when I was a kid opening my first bank account and what a big deal that was, and my mother trying to teach me the value of money and saving and how you earned money and all that kind of stuff. And I think we don't do enough with what we could do with finance, because, you know, you're in charge, I'm in charge, and sometimes we feel like no one's in charge. I mean, we do, right? Absolutely. And like I mentioned, Campbell McLaren will stop by too. I made the crack that I wish I had some of those skills when I was climbing Bell Rock today. I am so bloody proud of myself, though, because I did it. And I saw all kinds of people and met all kinds of people from Minnesota and New Jersey and other places who are climbing the rock as well. So stay with us. Much more coming up next on America Tonight.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This might be my favorite part of the show when I get to hear from all of you. And a quick reminder about a couple of things here from America tonight. One, if you have comments about the show or you want to hit me up on the mailbag, you go to katedelaneyradio.com, put in your email information, and there's a comment section, and I check them daily. So I will check your comments, and we will use some of them on the air. And I thank everybody who sends me emails, and that's probably the best way for you to send me your thoughts. And the other thing is, you may know this, I wrote a book called Deal Your Own Destiny. So excited about it. It was a year-long process with Forbes. You know, we have our segment, and that's coming up with Campbell McLaren. This second part of my conversation and Greg's conversation with him about Combate Americas. We talked to all kinds of business people and philanthropic people. Really kind of fun. That kind of is really fun stuff. But anyway, Forbes did my book called Deal Your Own Destiny. And Deal Your Own Destiny, how to become extraordinary to increase your odds and make that happen. And I'm so excited about this book. I cannot tell you. If you want to order a copy of it, go to Kate DelaneySpeaker.com. And in the new book, I weave business advice with personal insight from my life and career as a talk show host and a sports commentator, business and political person and entrepreneur. My story shows you what you can accomplish through directed action and dedication, how you can overcome obstacles and uncertainty, emerge on the other side much stronger than ever. And it's supposed to be inspirational. I feel it is. I'm so proud of this book. I can't tell you. And there you go. So if you want a copy of it, you also get a free autographed copy of both books, but my tip book too as well. So go to katedelaneyspeaker.com, and this is just pre-sale before it goes out to the mainstream. So grab your copy now. So let's dive into the mailbag. And in the mailbag, we have this from John, who's listening in Charleston. So thank you for that. He knows I'm a fan of Charleston. Kate, I think it's so sad what's happening to that plant in Winnsboro. The fact that because they need this part, it's one little part, but unless the parts are not on the tariff worthless. They can't afford it, so they're going to have to close down and lay off people. And it's a small amount of people, I guess, compared to some of the other companies. But it's sad for those people that have been there for a very long time. And I don't know. I'm so mixed on the tariff because I like that Trump is standing tall and saying, forget about it. We're not going to get away with this. But on the other hand, I hate that so many people are getting squeezed. And ultimately, the American people will feel the effects of that. Well, I think you're right about the American people are going to feel the effects. And I think, without a doubt, it's sad for anybody to lose their job because of parts and tariffs and closing a plant. And think of people who worked there and probably thought they were secure. I mean, you know, that's the misnomer that we all think we're secure, I guess. But the new tariffs take place on August 23rd, and it's going to impact 279 product lines, to give you an idea, down from the original 284 that were proposed back in June. So, you know, this company is the only USA assembler of televisions, so they think the inclusion of their parts on the list affects products as accidental and resolvable. So they're hoping that, you know, with this letter to the South Carolina Department of Employment and really trying to raise the stakes, that won't happen, because they're saying it shouldn't happen and it's awful. You know, a nuclear power plant project was abandoned, a textile mill closed, a Walmart, all that stuff in this county. So this is a very poor and troubled area, Fairfield County. It would be a shame if that happened, and it would have devastating consequences to an area who's already weak economically. All right, let's dive into another one. This one is from Tommy, and Tommy says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not, but I know you were talking about Chicago last week and all the deaths and how sad that was. Did you happen to see what Rahm Emanuel had to say, the mayor of Chicago, about the violence and the Chicago PD? And how much trouble they have identifying the shooters. I did see it. He was pretty emotional, Rahm Emanuel, I got to say. I mean, think what you want about him. And then the police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, they were calling on people, hey, speak up, cooperate with police. You know, over the weekend, 72 people were shot in the city, 12 fatally, a 17-year-old innocent girl. What country are we living in, you scumbag gang members? Why do you shoot into a crowd? I don't get it. I don't. I can't imagine being the mayor of that city. And I grew up loving Chicago. I have family all over Illinois. Anyway, Chicago recorded more than 1,400 homicides, 6,200 shooting incidents in 2016 and 2017, 325 murders this year, 20% fewer, they say, than at the same point in 2017, but it's still bad. And how do they, you know, this is the problem. Nobody is going to roll on anyone. Are you kidding? They think they'll get slaughtered. So when Rahm Emanuel gets emotional and says, you know, please, please help us speak up. What? Are you kidding? So that my family can get killed too? This is the problem. You know, there was even somebody in the hospital that they asked to identify the people who shot him. His name was Rommel Young, and he wouldn't give the name because, you know, listen, this is the thing. He has his own arrest record, and he has a felony conviction for drug possession, and he was charged with with illegal possession of a firearm. And the bottom line is, it's like he says, I believe karma is vengeful. You feel me? And there you go. One day you're going to reap what you sow, is what he said. No snitching. And that's the bottom line. So in Chicago, if they're going to solve this riddle, it's not going to be by getting people to snitch. Though, no, they're not going to snitch for fear of retaliation, right? All right, big story today on ride-sharing, Uber and Lyft in New York. They're going to cap the amount of drivers that can offer that service. It's the first major city to cap the number of those drivers with those services, because what's happened is, of course, with the cab drivers, it's been all awful for the cab drivers. They are complaining that their routes have been taken basically because people are doing, especially millennials, but more than millennials, they're doing the two other options, Uber or Lyft. And I have to say I've done both, but I have also ridden in cabs, and it is it's a catch 22 in some cases. You know what? It really, really is. All right, a couple of other things from our mailbag. This one from Trent, who says, Kate, I have to say, I heard you talking about Florida, and I heard you talking about the dead fish in the water, and it was so disappointing to hear that that's happening, and they're not, seemingly, are they doing anything to clean up the beaches? What is the deal with that? And I just read a story about Naples, not too far from where you said you were, in Fort Myers, and they're talking about carcasses littering the shoreline, and you said something about that. Boy, that's so sad, and the dead sea turtle count, and this whole red tide. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. The dead sea turtle count is at 400. They're saying the red tide could last until 2019, and hundreds of sea turtles are washing up dead on the Florida beaches, and it is disheartening because those beaches are beautiful. You know, there's the beaches are. Fort Myers is beautiful. I just was there. And what is the effect of that? They're saying the effect is, for people that live there, they're saying the foul water is bad for respiratory, headaches, rashes, all kinds of other problems. And, you know, what do? This algae crisis, they're studying it. They're trying to figure it out. And I say figure it out as fast as you can, because, you know, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention referred questions about the blooms to the Florida Department of Health, and they began reaching out to Lee County, which is where I was, more than 2 weeks ago, before being referred in an email to the state headquarters, and they're trying to, I guess they're trying to figure out, what do we do, how do we combat this? It's terrible, because you've got these things that are washing up, and it is this thing called red tide, and it's about 120 miles to the northeast of the Atlantic coast. They're talking about this also toxic algae bloom centered around the St. Lucie River. So you got these two rivers that drain the Everglades Lake and Okeechobee, and that's been part of the problem. And wow, oh wow, because I love that area. So let's get that figured out fast. Let's get that figured out as fast as possible. All right, again, a big reminder, and thank you for all the emails. Please send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and send your email and whatever it is you're thinking, and maybe your email will be read on the air. So stay with us. Much more coming your way. Kampate Americas. We're talking about it next on ATM with me, Kate Delaney.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know how- USA Radio News.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence laid out President Trump's proposed new Space Force plan during remarks at the Pentagon.
As their actions make clear, our adversaries have transformed space into a warfighting domain already, and the United States will not shrink from this challenge. Under President Trump's leadership, we will meet it head on to defend our nation and build a peaceful future here on Earth and in space.
President Trump is hosting a roundtable discussion with governors from across the United States regarding prison reform. The president brought up the violence in Chicago.
We must strengthen community bonds with law enforcement, including cities like Chicago that have been an absolute and total disaster. We'll be talking about Chicago today because that is something that, in terms of our nation, nobody would believe it could be happening. They had 63 incidents last weekend and 12 deaths.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Time for one of my favorite things, Invade the Man Cave. So Invade the Man Cave, what is it about? Somebody asked me, well, you know, we've got football coming up especially, and we do that thing called Nail the Score. If you're not familiar with Nail the Score, let me just give you the skinny on that first before we open the door to the cave. It is this really cool contest that we do. We've had two winners in the last couple of years that we've done it. I pick the game of the week. Sometimes I get to talk to players that are involved in game of the week or broadcasters or et cetera. But regardless of that, we go with the game of the week, and all you do is call and give us a guess who's going to win the game between the two teams and what is the score going to be. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just given a guess. It's like picking lottery numbers, and we know a lot of you are successful at that. I'm kidding. It is like picking lottery numbers. And we do it on Tuesday into Wednesday night. So it'll start once the season kicks off, and that's in September, the second week in September. So mark your mental calendars for it, because you could win a great, awesome copy of my book. A great big copy. It's not that big. A copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, because we're also going to have drawings for that along the way. So to make it more interesting, even if you don't win, just for participating, each week somebody's going to win a book. Woohoo! Because I decided we need some winners. And I'll mail that to you right away. The staff is all over this. Mental calendar, Tuesday into Wednesday, invade the man cave. During invade the man cave, we will do our nail the score. So that night it becomes nail the score. Somebody I met just died, and I feel fortunate to have had a just brief meeting with him on a golf course. It's Dan Makita. He's a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame, leading scorer for the Blackhawks in their history. Died at the age of 78. He played in over almost 1,400 games, 1,396 games in the NHL from 1958 to 1980. And what's cool is he's one of those rare birds, or he was. He played with the Blackhawks the whole time, his whole life. So he won the Stanley Cup with Chicago in 1961. He was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1983. He is Mr. Blackhawk. He will be remembered as that guy. He was diagnosed with dementia, suspected dementia, in 2015, a brain disorder, as we all know, that causes memory loss. Very sad. His wife said his mind was completely gone just a few years ago. She said she didn't like that term, but there was no way to describe it. What's really generous and wonderful is that the Makita family decided, and he did, Stan, to donate his brain for CTE research after his death. So that's what's happening. He had such a great reputation. So many people loved Makita, and he even had a there's just a funny thing. He, after his retirement, there was a Stan Makita Donuts, which was a spoof of Tim Hortons that was featured in Wayne's World in 1992, if you remember. And it was later recreated as an amusement park attraction and at the NHL All-Star Game in 2017, because it just really, you know, was clever and stuck with people. So, you know, iconic. He was an iconic guy on the ice, on skates. Stan Makita. I will remember Stan Makita and meeting Stan Makita. All right, let's bounce around to a couple of things. We know that training camps are, of course, going on. There's going to be cuts coming up eventually here in the NFL. And the Chargers reported an injury. You know, it's like a MASH unit, too, when you talk about practices. But Chargers star Joey Bosa left practice on his own, but he injured his left foot. He had that foot injury during the 11-on-11 team drills in practice on Tuesday. Hobbled off on his own, spent the rest of the day getting treatment. Remember, he's the number three guy that was selected in the 2016 draft, and he led the Chargers in sacks last season. He gave them something to be excited about with 12.5 sacks. The Chargers have already lost two of their front line players for the season because of injury, with tight end Hunter Henry suffering a right ACL knee injury in May, and corner Jason Verrett suffering an Achilles tear, which is awful, during a conditioning test. It's interesting because I had a conversation with Carl Mecklenburg, who was tough as nails in his day with the Denver Broncos, on my NBC show, which, by the way, you can catch that from 3 to 6 Eastern on SiriusXM 205. You can download the free NBC Sports Radio app, but 3 to 6 Eastern, that's where you'll catch me. And I talked to Carl Mecklenburg on my show, and he was that guy that played all 9 defensive positions and just, like I said, was tough as nails. They had full 2-day practices in pads, and he said that was football. And now people are in shorts, and they may have some pads on, but you still are getting those injuries, and that's always the risk, that you lose somebody, especially with any kind of a tear. With Bosa, the foot injury, they're not saying that it's something horrible, but anytime you have any kind of injury, it takes your breath away, right? Yeah, a little bit, because that's what the worry is. The worry is that it could be a lot deeper than you could imagine. And then also this one, a rookie, not good when you're a rookie and you get cited for marijuana use, but Browns, if they don't have enough problems with what's happening with the Cleveland Browns, rookie Antonio Callaway has been cited for marijuana possession, and the latest drama for them. Let me give you the details. He was pulled over by Strongsville, Ohio cops at 2:59 on Sunday. Like, I have the exact time. 2:59 59 a.m. on Sunday, according to the police blotter, and he failed to yield to oncoming traffic, and a small amount of marijuana was found under his seat. He was driving with a suspended license as well, so that's bad news. It came hours before the Browns traded Corey Coleman to Buffalo, and also the team, you know, when we talk about the MASH unit and being without people, they're without Josh Gordon, who's dealing with health issues and not in training camp either, so they have a couple of things working against them there, just like other teams fighting what's happening with players, young players, and in this case, not good for Bosa to be out partying, then get caught with the marijuana, all that stuff. Not good. And in Major League Baseball, we wish the best for the Red Sox announcer, who's actually been a guest on the show, Jerry Remy, a former Boston Red Sox second baseman, who's an analyst with the team's TV broadcast, diagnosed with cancer again, and he's just focusing on his medical treatment, they say. The Red Sox family loves him, obviously. He was very popular and still remains that way today. He tweeted to let everyone know he completed treatment after announcing in June of last year that he'd be fighting cancer for the second time in 6 months. He's 65 years old, and it was lung cancer that he was diagnosed with in 2008. He had a relapse in 2013, and boy, I know some of you listening to this, it's a very sad tale that a lot of people are familiar with, dealing with, hopefully, successful treatments, but dealing with reoccurring cancer nightmares, let's put it that way. Let's talk about Courtney Smith, the wife, the ex-wife of Zach Smith. We're waiting to see what happens with Urban Meyer, who's on administrative leave right now, while the Ohio State Buckeyes investigated, independent investigator investigates what happened with Zach Smith. So Ohio State has never contacted, I read a story today, has never contacted Courtney Smith to discuss the domestic assault allegations that she made against her ex-husband, who is a former Buckeye assistant coach, Zach Smith. And this is where this gets dicey for Urban Meyer. They say that, you know, that she was a victim of domestic violence, and blaming the victim is unacceptable. This is what her lawyer is saying, because now they're hearing everything that's going on. The lawyer also said, Julia Leverage, by the way, is Courtney Smith's attorney, said that Smith has received no compensation for granting interviews to reporters, because there was, I guess, a report about that. Smith told college football reporter Brett McMurphy last week that Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer knew about a domestic violence incident involving Smith and her ex-husband back in 2015 and didn't act. Ohio State's investigating how Meyer handled the complaint. I mean, this is where the issue is. And her attorney, again, Ms. Leverage, released a statement to McMurphy on Monday, the same day the rally was held at Ohio Stadium to show support for Urban Meyer. Ohio State fired Zach Smith July 23rd when past allegations of domestic assault were brought up by McMurphy. Meyer told reporters the following day that he knew nothing about an incident that occurred in 2015. So if you're following this story, I'm trying to tell you, this is what the issue is. What did Urban Meyer know? Why did he say what he said to the media? Obviously, McMurphy got the information straight from his ex-wife. Then he did the report. And this is why Urban Meyer is placed on paid administrative leave last week after Courtney Smith's interview with McMurphy. And that's why that special group is working to determine who at Ohio State knew about Zach Smith's actions and when they knew and if they acted properly in handling the situation. And this is no doubt something that I'm sure other college football coaches are paying close attention to, because he certainly is, Urban Meyer, a living legend. Three championships, the rivalry with Nick Saban, but this domestic allegation, the troublesomeness of it when it was reported and all of that stuff is obviously critical to what will happen as to whether or not he'll be back with Ohio State. Somebody asked me to give a guess on that, and I said back, I can't give a guess on that because What's the investigation going to yield? I have no idea. They want a timeline. They want to know who said what and when it happened. And once that's cleared up, I think that makes a lot of difference. Hey, coming up next, one of my favorite guys. He's such a giant brain. That's what I call him. And his name is Joe Calloway. Brilliant, brilliant guy. He joins us next on America Tonight.
Train roll on. On down the line. Won't you please take my problems away?
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Enough of him. So Hall of Fame speaker Joe Calloway is with us again, and he's in the middle of his 8th book. He has 7 books on business performance, and it's fascinating. We're talking about really kind of a shift in what we're seeing with companies and what's expected of a CEO and how you have to be certainly reactive, not proactive, because that's all we kept hearing before. And Joe, we were talking about that and what it's like. You almost have to have, in some cases, that startup mentality and take it off campus, so to speak. And have you seen that really work now with some companies?
Well, I tell you, we've only been in business for a year. And so we're still in the initial stages with the people we're working with. I'll tell you something that's interesting to me, and part of it is a function of where we are, which is we're out of Nashville, Tennessee, which is a major healthcare center. And healthcare is one of those businesses that is becoming acutely aware of the need to change. There are hospital CEOs that will have said on the public record, have said, our job used to be to keep the hospital full. Now our job is going to be to try and keep the hospital as empty as possible by taking healthcare services closer to the consumer and doing much, much more in terms of preventive healthcare. And that's a reversal to say we need to get paid for keeping people healthy instead of we will get paid when people get sick. I mean, that's a huge mindset shift with an entire industry. And what's encouraging, you know, we talked last time about how companies can be entrenched and CEOs can be entrenched in old ways of thinking. But in all fairness, what's encouraging are the number of CEOs and leaders that are saying, yeah, this is real. All this disruption stuff, this is not a fad. This is not a buzzword. What's happening is entire industries are starting to be changed significantly to the point that you could say they truly are being reinvented. Healthcare is one of them.
Yeah, wow, that is so. And just imagine, what is that going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now? I mean, for people listening, this affects all of us. Your health, without your health, what do you have?
Yeah, it does. We're putting together a group right now that's going to be an ongoing innovation, kind of a think tank composed of representatives from big, I mean, great big giant healthcare companies and other non-healthcare companies, really, really big corporations, but they are huge consumers of healthcare because they may have 200,000 employees. And one of their biggest concerns and expenses is insurance and health care. And so we're going to put all these entities together along with then some really brilliant startup minds to say, well, okay, let's go to work. It's kind of like having a giant, you know, the old phrase, the skunk works, which is you take the band of pirates off campus and let them come up with stuff. Well, that's what we're going to be doing in a very process-driven, well, we are starting to do it, in a very process-driven way. And it's pretty juicy. It's pretty exciting stuff.
No kidding. Fascinating. I mentioned the other day when we were speaking about, when we were talking about the book that I read, Becoming a Category of One, and that, I think in some ways, just to me, that kind of really made you stand out even more, really put you on the map, so to speak. Talk about doing a category of one and what that means.
Well, I had been out doing speaking and some consulting and, you know, a lot of workshop stuff with groups, especially leadership groups. And now I pretty much exclusively work just with leadership teams and leadership of companies. But the thing, it finally came to me. I thought, what I'm doing is working with companies on how to differentiate. Ultimately, it's how do we set ourselves apart from the competition? And somehow, and I have no idea what the thought process was, but I came up with this idea of becoming a category of one. And, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I did. that title, it was not only turned out to be a great book title, but I've spoken at conventions where they made the theme of the entire 10,000-person convention becoming a category of one. It's just one of those phrases that people go, yes, that's what we want to be. We want to set ourselves apart from the competition so completely that we're not only a leader in the category, they see us as being our own category. So that's where the idea came from.
Yeah, brilliant idea. So I mentioned that you are deep into business. We know that. You just talked about it. You've worked with companies like Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, Cadillac, American Express. And it's kind of like children. I don't think you always want to say, well, this is my favorite. I know you have two daughters. This is my favorite daughter because I love each daughter equally. They're all fabulous.
Exactly.
We know you love all your clients. And this is a hard question, but I'm so curious about this because you've had these great opportunities. Do you have a favorite memory, that favorite place where you spoke, something you did, whatever
happened? You know, I kind of do. This is an ongoing client. Some of your listeners will be familiar with, and they can certainly Google them and see who they are. It's a retail division of Genesco, which is an apparel manufacturer. And the company is Journeys, which has retail stores. They sell clothing. Their target market is mostly young people, teens and 20-somethings. And I work on an ongoing basis with their – I've worked with their most senior leadership, but I also work on a regular basis with their newly promoted district managers and area managers. A district manager is a store manager that gets promoted to – now you're in charge not of one store but 20 stores and all the managers and all the employees. And they are young. And I walked in the room the first time, and I was faced with 20 or 22 young people wearing tattoos with hair color that none of those colors can be found in nature, with parts of their heads shaved. And I thought, oh, man, I may not be the best match for these people. And they were, in every single class since then, the smartest, hardest working, intuitively smart and respectful and interested and curious. This company knows, and they always promote from within. This company Journeys, they know how to grow leaders. And I'm so impressed with them. And every time I work with them, I come away thinking, wait a minute, they're going to pay me for doing that? I should pay them for the learning opportunity that I have in seeing these, and I can call them kids, these kids who are so impressive. But from the very top of their leadership all the way down to the store manager level, they really do a great, great job of developing and growing their leaders.
Wow, how interesting. And I can imagine what that moment was like. I love the way you described that. You thought, no way is this going to work. And how perfect is that? It's like the mentor and the mentee that they're teaching you.
Oh, it's so cool. And I thought, oh, my gosh, they're going to be looking at me. Their eyes are going to roll out of their heads and say, who's this old guy that you've got talking to us? The exact opposite was true. They had so many questions, and I mean smart questions. Really, it's funny, not only by what they were saying in terms of their thoughts on leadership, but the quality of the questions they were asking about leadership. I thought, these people are just powerhouses. And I'm so incredibly impressed with them.
Yep. We have, a minute and change left, but did you ever think, Joe, that you would end up doing what you're doing now and have these great opportunities and be in this space when you were growing up through the ranks?
I didn't know such a job existed. Oh, are you kidding? I wanted to be Huey Lewis of Huey Lewis in the News. I wanted to be a rock star. And I would have, if I had had some talent, that's exactly what I would have done.
Wow. But you're a rock star in business, in the business world, certainly. And we are so happy you spent some time with us. Tell us when your book's going to come out.
You know, it will come out pretty quickly. This one's going to have a very quick turnaround. It'll be out by this fall. I'm guessing by September it'll be out, and it'll be available like every other product on the face of planet Earth on Amazon.
I love it. Joe Calloway, Hall of Fame speaker, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate.
Thank you. If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.